COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey, I'm Kevin Gates is in hot water for teaching his daughter how to drive.
And here why Drew Barrymore thanks Taylor Swift for inspiring her to start dating again.
Ooh, also Chris Pratt sparks debate over childhood trophies. But first, Brad, what you got cooking, sis?
Well, girl, Britney Spears stands to make a fortune off her memoir, The Woman in Me, and will take home 25% of the net profits. She also received a $12.5 million advance, which has already sold more than 400,000 copies,
wow.
Y'all. And get this, Brit became the highest selling celebrity memoir in history on its first day of its release, y'all. Congrats, Britney!
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I guess everybody wanted tea from her book, honey, because she is spilling it, because she claimed that her father, Jamie Spears, controlled every aspect of her eating habits while he was her conservator. She said for 2 years, she ate almost nothing but chicken and canned vegetables and would beg their chef to make her a burger. But her dad wouldn't allow
it. Are you serious?
Damn, she couldn't even have a burger, really? Y'all.
She was in jail.
That's how she kept her hostage-like physique.
That's horrible. Yeah.
But I know one thing, honey. Jada Pinkett Smith needs to grab all her damn books and burn them.
Bye.
If this woman got a $12.5 million advance, and then she got the highest selling book, that's ridiculous.
We don't know. I'm sure Jada and Will got pretty solid advances.
Wow.
Well, we ain't talked about it, so, but then they didn't.
We talked about them, like, last week.
Know about how much money they got? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, this hit a little different, man. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if she flipped a sequel book, like a sequel book to this called, like, Me the Woman.
At least, you know what I mean? At least give us some fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
Canned vegetables.
Yeah, them Del Monte joints, they good and all,
they
but
are,
I think
right.
They lack the nutrients as, like,
they
a fresh
do.
Picks.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah, right.
So, Tana, I mean, Britney is single and rich. And, I mean, does this make you want to be a slave for her?
I used to have a huge crush on Britney Spears back in the day, for
really?
Sure. But like, I just the cling, 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 the cling, cling. That just like that
what
changed the cling, cling. That changed things. That changed things for me. I'm a little intimidated, just to be honest with you.
Fair enough. Well, it looks like Kevin Gates is trending again. So he was recently on Dad Duty, and he shared a clip on IG of him teaching his 10-year-old daughter how to drive. And while he definitely had some really good intentions, mad people was blasting him for allowing his daughter to drive without a seatbelt.
Oh, Lord.
She's pretty much at 10 and 2, though.
Yeah. I mean, they were in the neighborhood, so it looked like she didn't have to have a seatbelt on.
She's not going that fast.
Yeah.
It would be safer with a seatbelt. There's no doubt about that.
Depends on what kind of car she's in, too.
No, you need a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Everyone needs a seatbelt.
Well, you know, you remember that, like, you know, we're all of a certain age. You remember, like, that edge of that pocket of time where, like, you know, like, seatbelts were kind of like an optional thing.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, your grandpa would let you ride on that middle thing in the front seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we're all here, we're all alive, okay?
Yes, exactly.
Was it the most responsible thing to do? Absolutely not. However, if you're driving in a dangerous scenario, that's going to make you be more careful.
It's illegal now, though.
Yes.
It ain't back then no more.
Yeah.
I
know.
Yeah.
And he would get a hell of a ticket for that.
It's tricky also being on a public street. Like, I grew up in the country where, like, a lot of times if you're going to learn to drive, they would take you out on some road where there ain't no other cars.
Yes, right.
We're out in a flat field where it's like there's nothing for you to hit.
Right.
And that's where you would learn a lot of times.
Well, that's like where she was in the cul-de-sac somewhere in their neighborhood. So, you know.
How could you see it was a cul-de-sac? It just looked like
a street.
I saw a
beautiful mansion right there.
That's be on the side of the street.
Yeah, the first thing he should teach her, if he's going to teach her how to drive,
is
to put the seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Because when you go for your driver's license, if you don't put your seatbelt on first, you know, you automatically fail and you go home. Okay?
Oh. That happened to you?
Nope, that happened to somebody next to me. I won. I got mine on the first try.
Oh, mm. Word. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But if you read the book like you're supposed to instead of the cliff notes, it'll teach you that.
Too many words. Way too many words. I learned from experience.
Okay, y'all. Well, it seems like Taylor Swift is motivating everyone to get them a little bow thang, yang, yang, yang. Even celebrities like Miss Drew Barrymore. Now, she recently shared that Lil Tay Tay inspired her to get back in the dating game after being single for 7 years oh. and abstaining from sex. Oh, you got a twin, Gary.
I see that.
After splitting from her ex-husband. Okay, so let me see if I can read in my best Drew Barrymore voice. Happily seeing her out there on that first day out there in the box with his family, I really had a very big Oprah aha moment. I'm gonna get out there and go on a date with a male and not going to overthink this. I'm not going to play the dark horse and be secretive and weird about it. It was like she was just went on a date and it just made me think that I could go on a date too. Oh.
When Drew Barrymore writes a book, it should be read by Tamar Braxton doing her Drew Barrymore voice.
Oh my God.
Okay, what y'all think? What did y'all think? Y'all think that Taylor is out here inspiring the kids? That's what she's supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
I'm here for her being in the box. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Good. Yeah. If Drew hadn't dated in so long, she should get back out there. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
It's time for her to come up on it. Go ahead and,
It inspired me, but once I get my BBL, then I'm gonna go out and go on a date. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What are you waiting on?
Well, I'm just waiting, saving some money.
Okay.
It would be intimidating. I would be a little intimidated to go to be the first date with someone after 7 years.
Why?
Isn't that kind of...
Not exactly.
She don't have to tell the person.
Well, we all know it's Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, I mean, when someone's experiencing a drought, all you have to do is just provide just enough water to, like, you know what I'm saying, schmooze your way in. Like, the first in flight guy might actually have the best shot at a long-run relationship with Drew Barrymore. Mm-hmm. You just got to come through talking right and, like, you know, spend more than $25 on a meal. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not waiting 7 years. That's crazy.
What?
Why would I wait 7 years?
I mean, you rejuvenate.
No, 7 days is enough.
7 days?
Yeah, 7 days. We're not hawking and gawking. We're going outside with everybody else.
As you should.
That's right.
As you should.
That's
yeah.
right. We're going outside to play like everybody else.
You go on a tour and you like dance on stage.
That's what you do.
And people come up to you in restaurants and you're like, oh, you look so good. You know, they come. That's what you do.
Then you come to this nation.
Right. And you say, hey guys, it's been 7 years since I've been on a date. All right, moving along. Maria Shriver has been storing her 33-year-old daughter Catherine's childhood trophies from since she was a little girl. Well, Catherine's husband Chris Pratt shared these pics to his IG with the caption, I'm just going to summarize here, I cannot say how proud I am of my wife for being a fourth-grade problem-solving superstar, but real talk, once your kid goes through the stuff, is it okay to toss? I mean, do we need the I was on a sports team trophy? She's got a nice little collection here.
Yeah, you keep that. You don't throw that away.
All of them?
You keep them all.
All of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
For some people, that's when you peak. You know what I mean? It might not get better than that.
Right.
Like, yo, what? You play kickball, Dad? I sure did.
One more after that. Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. So,
hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I kept every trophy that from every team I ever played on, whether we won or not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I even got, like, relay recess ribbons.
Oh, okay.
From when they would do, like, the relay races at the end of the year, intramural sports. Like, yeah, because you never know if that's going to be it. Like, yo, I might suck now, but when I was in third grade, nobody could beat me in dodgeball.
Tamar, you got a bunch of Logan's trophies and, like, ribbons and stuff?
Yeah, I keep all of his stuff because my parents didn't keep my stuff. I don't have nothing, really, for my child.
Me neither.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm here now. You can look at me every day.
Yes. So coming up, honey, we're going thirst trapping with the stars and singer Mario is showing out, baby. So come right back.
Oh, he's so cute.
You like Mario?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Hey. All right, everybody, let's get into our favorite.
Thirst trapping with the stars.
Yes. That's right. And pouring us our first glass of refreshing water, we have my Baltimore chocolate brother, Mario. The singer posted a photo wearing a jean outfit, some hard-toe shoe boots, showing off them abs, and the caption, Sacramento Energy 100.
It's a classic thirst trap picture. Everything from the pose, the lighting, the angle, the fact that the shirt is open. He knew what he was doing. He tried to sell records.
It's definitely a thirst trap.
Thank you. If he stopped like that because he was tired, then it's instantly not a trap. It's a cry for help. But yeah, he definitely posed for this one.
But I love his suit, though. I love the denim suit.
That denim on denim?
That's nice.
A vintage Timberlake.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to my favorite model, Emily Ratajkowski, a.k.a. Emrata-ta-ta-ta. Okay, she posted some photos that had me wishing working from home was still a thing with the caption, work from bed. Okay, check these photos. What? Oh, is this the first photo? There's another, though, I think.
She looks murdered in this picture.
What in the world?
Oh, okay.
Clearly we're trapping.
That's a trap, honey.
Yeah.
A trap with options.
Yeah.
Because if it was just based off the first picture, I'd be like, I don't know, fam. But yeah, when you kept going, trapping.
Mm-hmm. It's trapping, but she doesn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Just put some clothes on, girl. It's enough.
Where's the headboard?
She ain't got no headboard.
No headboard?
Yeah, you don't want it making all that noise hitting the wall.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's next?
All right. I thought we were outside.
No, that's not.
Well, all the girls, honey, and the queens, honey, need to, honey, just say thank you, Kimberly, to Kim Kardashian. So she just released y'all a Skims for Men line, and the lovely specimen of a man she chose as a model is San Francisco 49ers defense lineman Nick Bosa. So, baby, Kim posted the breathtaking things and video yesterday.
What'd you say, Gary?
He wants that San Francisco treat.
Lord Jesus. Yeah.
Is this a trap?
Oh, baby, yes, God, it is.
Yeah, this is a trap.
Ooh, Lord.
Gary said,
It caught me off guard.
I'm sorry.
The Niners just became Tamar's favorite team.
Yeah, let me watch football.
Yeah.
Blessed be the Rock. Ooh.
Yeah, I feel like all of the Skims ads, no matter who's in it, is intended to be a thirst trap.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He got a real thick neck.
Yeah, don't he have a big
neck? Right? He got a real thick round neck. Oh, well, I enjoyed that, Kim. Kim be knowing. Come on, Kim.
Just like you did on Emily Ratajkowski. Moving on.
Right? There it is.
Moving on, y'all. 51-year-old Sofia Vergara and her quaint buns were on the gram. Ooh. She posed in a pair of jeans from her line Marisol and was giving curve, y'all. Now, apparently, she posted this photo 2 days after she was spotted on a hot date. So maybe she was giving her new boo a reminder of what he can get, honey, if he play his cards right, that is.
This is a classy thirst trap.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, not really.
That's like a 51-year-old.
You know what? Over 50, it's not a thirst trap.
That's right.
Really?
It's not?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Over 50.
I think she's showing off the jeans here. The fact that she's Sofia Vergara and she's stunning is sort of like a secondary thing, right? Like, this is a jeans ad, isn't it?
No.
No, ain't no damn jeans.
That's not at all.
She's denim trapping. If she's holding the shirt up to show off the jeans, she's denim trapping. You know what I mean? She's trying to sell a product here.
Absolutely.
The body is bodying, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay, up next.
Well, yo, coming up, Derek Hough said he restyled Jennifer Lopez's hair with his foot.
Ooh.
We'll explain after the break.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, y'all know the Dancing with the Stars judge, Derek Hough. He is a very smooth pro dancer, but one night of dancing with Jennifer Lopez went so wrong that he thought he'd lose her friendship.
Oh, no.
He shared the story on the Jennifer Hudson Show. Check this out.
There was one time, actually, I went salsa dancing with Jennifer Lopez, and we're dancing, and we're having a good night. We're sweating, the live band's playing, it's steamy, it's going great. This is several years ago. And I dip her, I go, wah, and I step on her hair, and I pull her back up, but her hair didn't come back up.
Ooh.
But by the way, she didn't miss a beat. She was like, da, 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 da.
She picked it up.
And I had no idea what happened. And then later in the night, she goes, Derek, do you know what you did? I was like, show you the time of your life, what's up? And she's like, no, you pulled out my hair.
Oh, wow.
My God.
It does sound like everything was forgiven, though, because he did go on to be a judge on her show, World of Dance, for four seasons.
Sure. Okay.
But this shocked me. I didn't know white women wore weaves.
What? First of all, she's not white.
Well, what is she?
Puerto
she's
Rican.
But if Latina. She gets stopped by the cops, she ain't gonna say she black.
They're gonna say she's Puerto Rican.
They're gonna say she's black, though.
They're gonna actually round her up with us.
She ain't gonna be black, so if you ain't black, you're white to me.
Hold on a second.
So, you know.
What? Everybody wears weaves,
Gary. Really?
Absolutely.
Not everybody.
Everyone wears weaves and wigs.
Really?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that. I thought that was her hair.
No.
Oh.
Well, really? You can't be thick forever.
Everybody has extensions.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
White women get extensions all the time.
Really? I didn't know that.
Everybody get everything.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
It's for everybody.
Nobody told me nothing.
Hey, wait, okay. Hold on. Tamar and Brad, have y'all ever had like a funny hair mishap you want to share?
Just a few fights where some braids got snatched out.
Oh,
that's
no.
All.
Oh. Yeah.
Little mementos. Were you doing the snatching?
No, I actually got my braid snatched out before. Just fights in Chicago, you know, things like that happen.
Really? Oh, wow. What about you, Tamar?
I don't have a story that can back that one up. So moving on.
Well, y'all, we got a feel-good story for y'all. It was recently the first anniversary of Missy Elliott Day in her hometown of Portsmouth, Virginia.
Oh, yay!
Yes, we love Missy. And to celebrate, Missy decided to give back to the community. She donated $50,000 to the city's redevelopment and housing authority, and the money will cover the pass-through rent, y'all, for 26 families.
All right.
That is amazing. Missy said, instead of it being a celebration of Missy Elliott, I wanted to give back and let that be the celebration of Missy Elliott, just to show that I love everybody out here.
Oh, that's really nice.
That's what's up, Missy.
I love it.
Yeah.
How dope is that, man?
She always does things like this.
But how much is the rent? Out there, there for 26 people.
Portsmouth, Virginia?
God. Yeah.
It don't matter. Whatever's going to it is going to it, Gary. Stop it.
Oh, I was just
wondering. I'm sure it's not for people who live in mansions, Gary.
Oh, because
it's for, like, people that have assisted housing.
That was so nice.
Very nice.
What would you do on Gary Hayes' day?
She didn't have to give a dime, and she did.
That's true, honey.
Remember, you're the same person that gave $12. No, you gave $75 to 12 people for a scholarship.
Wow.
Wait, are you really?
Something like that.
Yeah, but, I mean, I gave from my heart.
Right. 12 people had to split $75.
That doesn't even divide evenly.
No.
Right.
That was the real lesson, trying to do the math.
Right.
Of how to split $75 12 ways.
Oh, my God.
Yo, up next, could Bad Bunny have a new love interest? We're going to hop into that story right after the break.
Get it?
Hop.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
All right, so Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner have been together for a minute, but it looks like he might have eyes for another lady.
What?
Now, in the song Monaco, Benito shouts out Sofia Vergara. Check it out.
Uh-oh.
Créeme, los carros de F1 son más rápidos en persona. Sofia Vergara es linda, pero es más linda en persona.
Linda. Yes. For everyone at home going, ¿qué? It means Sofia Vergara is beautiful, but she is more beautiful in person. Subtle flex.
Really?
Wow.
Well, Sofia shared the clip and basically said, you're cuter, Bad Bunny, which got fans saying that they should actually, that she should snatch him from Kendall, and Kendall better watch out.
Uh-oh.
See, that's why I don't like stuff like that.
Yeah, that's openly flirting. Yes. They really tried it.
That's not cute.
Not at all.
I mean, but you know, like, there's a high turnover rate in that Kardashian-Jenner, you know, environment, right? So sometimes you gotta plant seeds for the future. And Sofia Vergara has a great future in front of and behind her.
Sofia is 51, though.
She old.
I know, and she's operating with the energy of a 31-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah, but it don't matter. She's still old.
29.
Come on now.
Well, these guys do it all the time.
It's like finding a sale in a store right before it closes.
Well, maybe Sofia Vergara.
You know, with her being a woman of a certain age and still looking good like that.
Hold on. Tamar and Brad, have y'all ever, like, sent the flirt out in a lyric, though? Nobody? Never?
I have, and it actually worked weird because, like, I mentioned Megan Good in a song.
Okay.
And I was performing at an award show. Who's in the front row?
Megan.
With her husband.
Oh.
If I had a time machine. Yeah, the
pastor. Oh, he's the game. You don't worry about
him. I was worried about him. But the, I just wish it was a year or two later. Yeah. Like, you know, where she was single and I said that line so it could be awkward for me because I wasn't.
Oh, wow. That's
deep. Really?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.